This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now we ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Please take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus now for a moment on your breathing. You take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus on letting go of the extremities and finding yourself going deeper and deeper within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1, and with each descending number, just let yourself go a little bit deeper into relaxation. Little deeper into the center within yourself. 5, 4, 3, going deeper and deeper. 2, more and more relaxed, and 1, feeling yourself deep within yourself, centered within yourself, letting go of all the extremities in your body. Now put your attention in your etheric body. And become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated or reactivated within each one of you. As you focus on each of those chakras and the respective color, respective representative color within those chakras, notice that you are focusing on the vibration within those chakras, not so much the color itself. The color does bring vibration, but the vibration within each of those chakra centers, thereby raising the vibration within your entire etheric body, as well as your astral and physical body. For as of yet, your etheric and astral body are still located now within your physical form. So focus on each chakra center now, rising up the ladder of consciousness, starting with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that chakra, focus on connecting to the earth below your feet, connecting to Gaia herself, vibration of you and Gaia coming together at that point in that chakra center. And then rise up to the next chakra, at the root chakra at the base of your spine. See that as a bright, bright, brilliant ruby red color. The next, orange. The solar plexus area, bright, brilliant yellow. The heart center, the midpoint between the four lower and the four upper chakras. The balance point, your heart center, deep blue-green. The high heart center, magenta, beautiful magenta color, high vibration color. To the throat area, sky blue. Picture a beautiful, bright, brilliant blue sky. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Visualize a dark night sky. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then to the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Taking all of the chakras, bringing all of the chakras together, merging them as one into the soul star chakra. That forming a three-dimensional, six-pointed star, which is your Merkaba light vehicle, or your light body. Being in your light body now, as you move your conscious knowing self into your light body, into that Merkaba, think of it as you move into this form as a vehicle of expression, a vehicle you can travel in, you can leave your physical body in. Know that there are three ways to leave your physical form. First is through your third chakra, which is what many psychics and others do that are practicing leaving their body in astral projection and such. And then there is going out through your third eye, a much safer way. But the best and most advanced way for all of you now is to move out through your light body, out through the top of your head, through your soul star chakra. Your soul star chakra that has become reactivated in all of you. Not so much in the majority of mankind, though, for they have no concept of the soul star chakra. Even most do not have a concept of the chakras themselves. Now, let yourself move into that Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, and rise up now, leaving your physical body falling below you. Just rise up and feel the sensation of leaving your physical form and your physical form falling down below you as you move further and further away from it. Get that sense, get that visualization. It is simply a matter of visualizing. And as you visualize, as you imagine in, you are creating the situation that you are intending for. So leave your physical body falling below you, rise up through the roof of whatever building you're in, and if not in a building, just up into the sky. Everyone, rise up into the sky now, into through the clouds, moving beyond the clouds, all the way up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, become aware of the heavenly bodies, various planets of the solar system, the sun, the brilliant, bright sun. Feel the connection to all of these planets and solar system and to the sun itself. Feel the consciousness of these planets as well as all of the millions of ships that are docked around the planet. Many are simply docked. Some are moving through various portals on a regular basis, going in and out through dimensional travel. Feel the consciousness or the connection to that consciousness of all of those ships and the consciousness of the ships themselves and the beings within the ships. Feel yourself as one. Then as you look back down at the Earth, look back down at Gaia, know that you can see her in two different dimensions now. You can see her in the third dimension as you see your normal everyday life and people walking around, the cars, the planes, the trains, everything as it is in the three-dimensional illusion. But always know that this is simply an illusion, and simply with your intention now, you can rise up out of that illusion, or you can change that illusionary system, the matrix system. You can change it now, right now, into a fifth dimensional expression as she really is now. And as you do so, see the new life, the new creation. The creation that you are all a part of now. You have been creating this new system, we'll say here, this new system that you are creating. And see it coming to life. See the flowers and the trees and the plants and the breeze. See everything coming to life, life all around you. Feel yourself both above the Earth and now find yourself down on the Earth as well, but down on the Earth in her fifth dimensional and beyond expression. And feel yourself a part of that expression, being alive with the flowers and the trees, the birds, the bees, everything. Everything coming to life and you being that life, you being connected to that life. And know that this is your creation. You and the collective consciousness of man is creating this. This is what you are moving toward through your ascension process. This is what you will find when you have fully moved through the ascension. This is the aliveness you will have, the connection to all of life, the oneness of all, and everything being light, no more darkness. And as you are feeling this, feel now as well the I Am presence. The I Am presence that is all around you. It has always been with you. You have just forgotten it. But now remember the I Am presence is within you and all around you. The source of all things is right here within you. You are that source. Now feel the electricity, the energy that is moving throughout all of the plants and the flowers and the trees. Feel it moving through the air. Find yourself by a body of water now and feel the energy and the consciousness within that water, the aliveness within the water, connecting to everything, connecting to the sky, the clouds, the sun, the amazing sun that has taken on a new life in this higher dimensional frequency. The new sun shines down over everything and brings energy and love to all things, to all of life. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical body. But bring that energy, bring that presence, that I am presence, the light, back in with you. Come back with your light body and the I am presence and bring it into your physical form. Feel it surging. As you move back into your physical form, feel it surging through your body, through every point of your body, through every meridian in your body, every connection that you have, all of your cellular structure, feeling that I am presence. You can even begin to see your cellular structure changing from carbon to crystalline. Begin to create that within your mind, within your visualizations. And as your cellular structure changes over the coming times, know that it is becoming more crystalline, becoming more light, more less dense within the physical form. Bringing healing, perfect health and vitality and balance within each and every one of you. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, to you especially, those of you on this call, and those of you that then resonate to these words. Know that I am speaking to each and every one of you now, for you are the ones that came here to be this ascension process. To move this ascension process forward. Without all of you, the light workers and light warriors, without you, the boots on the ground, there would be no mass ascension. But know that you are the ones that are paving the way, just as the Baptist, John the Baptist, paved the way for the Messiah to come those 2,000 years ago. You are the ones that are paving the way for those that follow after you through this ascension process. You are the ones that are carrying the Christ consciousness forward. And as you carry the Christ consciousness forward, those that come after you can also take on the Christ consciousness. For it is not for only one, it is for all. All to realize, all to remember and understand and to be. You are in these moments right now, moving through this transition and moving through this ascension process. All of you to be in that first wave of ascension, which is indeed at this time fast approaching. Yes, indeed there will be some rough times still ahead, But you have been prepared for these rough times. You have been prepared to make it through these times. It is not for you to fall back ever again until such a time that you would choose to once again find yourself in this situation again, on another planet, another system, whatever is called for, where you will indeed choose to volunteer again, because as you have heard many times, that's who you are, each and every one of you. Can you choose to not do that? Yes, it will be up to you. But as you have heard, many of you will turn right back around again after a period of rest and relaxation, after a time of fully remembering who you are and being able to bask in that new light of truth. After a time, you will likely choose to move again, to help another system, to go through another system busting experience. But that time is not now. The time now is for you to move through this experience, to move through this part of your journey, and to continue to allow everything to move along at its pace, whatever that might be, whatever that might be within your life right now. Know that it is only a moment, and in each and every moment, everything changes the next moment. You have to remember that. It is all about your intention, and allowing for the process, the ascension process, to move through you, however that might be. Whatever form it might take for you, that part of your journey, only you can live that journey. No one can live it for you. It is your journey. You are all about that journey and about moving about your Father's business, moving through your mission, whatever that might be, and whatever form that might take as you continue to move along through this transition. Everything is right there now in front of you. Simply find yourself more and more raising your vibrations, keeping your vibrations high, higher and higher and higher. And stay out of the low vibrations as much as you possibly can. But know that as like attracts like, you will be attracting to yourselves a like vibration to whatever you are in that moment. And the more you are in the higher vibrations, you will attract others that are also in that higher vibration. Until such a time as you have fully moved into those higher vibrations, and then you will attract others. As the light attracts the moth to that light, you will be that attraction, just as Yeshua was the attraction to all of those that were ready to follow him and follow his mission and follow his words. This is your mission now. Go about it in peace and love. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you will continue to hold that vibration within you, that vibration that you reached in this meditation itself, where the I Am presence was right there within all of you, whether you were aware of it or not. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma. Om greetings to one who serves here. and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist you and move you along in whatever guidance we can bring to you. Know that we do not do it, nor we are not here to do it for you. We are here to simply guide you along the way, that you must do it for yourself. It is your journey, as Saint Germain, and as many have been saying for some time, it is your journey. But always remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And you are, each and every one of you, taking that step, one step at a time. And know that. And continue to move along in that way, moment by moment, being in the moment, being in the peace of the moment, in the beauty of the moment. And the more that you can do that, being in that beauty of the moment, your vibrations will be high. We are ready for your questions now, if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes.
I heard a channeling at TikTok, actually, last night. And it was about the 3 days of darkness. And
Please hold. About what here?
I'm sorry, the 3 days of darkness?
3 days of darkness, yes.
Can you tell me anything about that? It was kind of like a warning. You know, it sounded like it was describing, you know, staying in your home, and that there were going to be evil beings outside. Like, I don't understand why that would happen, but I don't know. I wanted to ask you about it and see if there's anything about it you can tell us, if this is real or not real.
The 3 days of darkness, as you have heard, and as many have heard and read about in their Bible, for a very long time it has been prophesied that there would be these 3 days of darkness. But that is the old way. That is the old timeline that you have moved beyond now, that 3 days of darkness. It has been changed in many ways to 10 days of darkness, but not the darkness that was spoken of in those times. 10 days strictly of darkness of the media, darkness from communication. That is what it is heading for now. Whether it will be or not, we cannot yet say, because everything is not, as you know, written in stone. It is changing by the consciousness of each individual themselves and within the collective consciousness every single moment. So no one can say for sure how this will all transpire. We can only say that it is transpiring. There is a transition that you are going through right now. And exactly along the way, how that will happen cannot be said yet at this point. Only signs and ways and means along the way here is all that can be derived from this. But know that these changes are indeed all around you and coming very fast. Many changes are already happening, which you know of, and there are many, many that are happening behind the scenes, which the general population knows little of, if anything. So do not be concerned about the darkness, as the light is shining through everywhere, and it will completely illuminate the darkness as these changes continue to move along. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We wish to share here.
Very good, yes.
May we share, dear sister?
Please do.
Dear sister, each person that hears a message will either resonate to it or not. This is where you must engage your guidance, you see. And those that would resonate to a negative message is simply because they are on a negative timeline. They are on a different path. They have much to learn, and they have chosen the course of a negative timeline to eventually arrive at the light, but it is a longer path, you see, in that respect. If you sense that you are on a positive timeline, if you are working in that respect, if you are traversing the path of light and working on staying within that positive timeline, then the messages that you hear that are outside of that do not resonate with you. You must trust yourself here. And we will say that some that hear these videos, these messages, do resonate because they are not on the same path as you. Namaste.
Yes, very much so. As Saint Germain aptly said, you are all on the first wave of ascension, or preparing for that, moving through the transition in that direction here. So you are not the ones that will be drawn back by that negative timeline, unless you allow yourselves to be so.
No. Thank you.
We know.
I'd like to.
Very much no. Yes.
I'd like to ask a question to kind of continue on Drusilla's question. There's talk about an emergency broadcast system announcement on October 4th. Coming up here, and supposedly it's from the FEMA or the bad side, and some enlightened podcasters are saying, just to be safe, turn off your phone during those couple hours because maybe FEMA's trying to send some kind of signal out. None of us are in fear, but I'm wondering, and I know dates are bad, is this a positive good side emergency broadcast test or a bad side, and do we even need to be worried about it at all?
As we understand it, there are two separate timelines that are working there. One, as Shoshana has given, that is moving toward fear and that type of illusionary response. And there is the timeline that you are all on, where you are not going to succumb to that or have any fear of that. Because there is a separate movement, we will say here, that is going to bring about a different point of view and a different aspect of all of this. We cannot say too much more. Many of you are aware of this, of the positive timeline, we will say, of the White Hats and what they are preparing to counteract this particular move by those of the deep state cabal. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything?
Well, we will share here. We will share our perspective. May we share, dear sister?
Yes.
Dear sister, we say to all, denounce this. Ignore this.
Yes.
Do not give it power. Do not think on it, as it will become powerful as you think on it. Simply turn your back on it. Namaste.
Yes, very much.
So there's no, just like we knew not to take the vaccine, is there any reason for us to just turn off our phones for a couple hours?
We have answered this. Do you wish for more clarification here, dear sister?
I think you said just ignore it.
That is correct, dear sister. You may turn off your phones, but then that is not denouncing it. That is not ignoring it. That is complying with it, you see.
Oh,
if you do not, if you do not follow the instructions, if you move away from it, if you make it laughable, that is what it will become. Namaste.
Yes. The same
Thank
way
you.
That many of you were in non-compliance for your mask wearing and the so-called vaccine taking and the more ridiculous six-foot distance situation that they brought about. As many of you just simply did not comply, many of you did laugh about it, find the joy in refusing to go along, and there is some joy in that if you allow for it. So just as Shoshana has very aptly said, just simply ignore it and go about your day. Go about your journey, knowing that you are on the right path here. Do not let yourselves be drawn back. Be aware, but in no way attached to any of this.
We will add here just one thing. May we add here?
Yes.
When you find yourself on the path of light, this will not even occur on your timeline. It will not even encroach your timeline. It is not the characteristic or vibration of your timeline. You do not need to concern yourself because it is not within your timeline, you see. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Further questions here?
Yes, please. I have a question about infinity. Now, are there particular angels or beings that I can ask for support in using the infinity? Because I walk in a figure eights. I use figure eights. And it's great for balancing. And I know it's about being the center point. So that's my question. Are there beings that I could call in to assist and support me in using that technique?
First of all, we will say to you why you are using that. And that is because you have a connection long, long past here, long ago, where you understood the concept of infinity. You understand it at some level now in your three-dimensional consciousness, but nowhere near what you understood at a much higher dimensional consciousness, we will say here. So it is something that you and you alone at this point are practicing here. And it is something that we would encourage you to continue to do because it will bring more and more of an understanding as to why you are even doing it as you are going about utilizing it. So as far as who to ask, there is no who here. There is simply just to ask. And the right ones, those that are attuned to you more so, will be the ones to respond to this and help you to understand not only why you are doing it, but what it is doing for you as you do so. Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? We agree. We will add here. May we add?
Yes, please.
There is no real thing to add here, as one who serves has given what is needed here. However, we will say that in this process, in this practice that you incorporate into your life, simply acknowledge those that created this method for you. Simply acknowledge them. I acknowledge those higher beings that have created this beautiful method for me to find my balance, to find my way, to find my path, to stay on my path. I acknowledge those. And as you acknowledge this, you will find that they will peek through a little for you. They will even perhaps give you their signature, their vibration, their name that created this for you. And it is ancient, it is a ritual, it is an ancient ritual that you find yourself in. And once again, just simply, I acknowledge you. I acknowledge the freedom you are giving me. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
And we give you one point to ponder here. And that is, in your figure eight or infinity symbol, as you have said here, know that at whatever starting point you are on, you will always return back to that point once again. Think about that, contemplate that on that. That is very much within that thing here.
And to add on, I've come to recognize that the toroidal field, the flower of life, and the Carbaba is related to that as well.
Very much so. We are ready for next question, if there is.
I have a question.
Yes, there are two more.
Are we? Thank you. Are we close to shutting down the IRS? Because I feel like we're funding the Dark One's deeds as we continue.
That is all part of the process, part of the transition that you are moving through. And that is a dark entity that will come to its conclusion. Not far off as we are finding it here. So yes, the very much affirmative answer to that. It is coming.
We will give information on this.
Yes, please, Shoshana, yes.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
This no longer has a hold on your third dimensional realm. It does not have that. It only has what people feed it. It only has what agreements people make with it. If those that continue to engage in this entity, they will engage with you. If you do not engage with them, they cannot engage with you. That is how it is operating now. It is responding to those that still believe in it, you see. So if you stop, if you back away, if you do not acknowledge anything, any power that it may or may not have had in the past, it will simply disappear from your timeline. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here, it is the same thing as the Dark Forces plan to reenact the so-called pandemic again, to bring that back in with masks and lockdowns and all of this. And it is the same thing. It is just part of the illusion and part of their game plan. But you are all wise to that game plan now. And the more that you laugh about it and do not comply, you will defeat it before it even begins to gain any traction at all.
Thank you.
Yes, we are ready for next question. There was one more.
Oh, yes, it was me. I have a question with all this disclosure, and I feel more and more people waking up. And I was wondering, do you have a percentage of how much of the population has become awakened, spiritually awakened?
We are very reticent, and really we are not allowed to be so specific as to give a percentage of where you are right now. But we can tell you that your light awakening is monitored every single day, every single moment even. And it is changing rapidly across the planet as more and more are moving through this awakening process and indeed becoming awakened, and the light, in a sense, turning on within their head as if a light bulb is lighting within their head, as you get that visualization here. And it is happening, and we are seeing from the vantage point of the many millions of ships that are all around the planet, we are seeing these lights coming on everywhere. Get that visualization, and you will understand in terms of a percentage where you are at this point. but we cannot be more specific than that at this point. But know that it takes somewhere around 60 to 70% for the Great Awakening to have come to a conclusion, or at least for this part of it.
We wish to
share. Yes, please do, yes.
We wish to share here, dear sister. May we add here?
Sure, yes, please.
Dear sister, the idea of focusing on a percentage is not the way to cause more awakening, you see. As the star seeds are the ones that are invoking this process, that are creating this great awakening for this world, the way to hasten it is to stay on your path, is to have the courage and the conviction to remain on your path regardless of what you might think is the consequence, or that others will tell you is the consequence of remaining on your path. So you see, as you continue your conviction, your courage to remain as a starseed, to remain as a system buster, to thwart the system, as it were, you will awaken others much quicker. Those that vacillate, those that do not retain their true conviction, will actually create more people falling back asleep. So you must continue with your resolve, and that will hasten this great awakening. Namaste.
Thank you.
We are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. Then we simply say, as has been said many, many times, be yourself through all of this. Know that as you are moving through this transition and have increased tremendously over the years here in remembering, understanding and remembering who you are, be yourself throughout it all. Do not let yourself fall back in any way, for you have risen to great heights, and you are only going to rise higher as you move along here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.